children of immortality. I will give you now the essence of Yoga Vasishtha. If the four sentinels that wait at the gates of moksha salvation, namely shanti, peace, vichara, atmic inquiry, santosh, contentment, and satsanga, association, wise be befriended, then there will be no obstacle in the attainment of the final emancipation. Even if one of them be befriended, then he will introduce you to the rest of his companions. If you attain knowledge of the Self, or Brahmajnana, he will be free from the trammels of births and deaths. All doubts will vanish. All karmas will perish. It is through man's own efforts alone that the immortal, all-blissful Brahman, Brahmic seed can be attained. The slayer of Atma is the mind only. The form of the mind is Sankalpa. The true nature of the mind consists in the vasanas. The actions of the mind alone are truly termed kamas or actions. The universe is nothing but the mind manifesting as such only through the potency of Brahman. The mind contemplates on the body, becomes body itself, and then enmeshed in it is afflicted by it. The mind manifests itself as the external world in the shape of pains or pleasures. The mind subjectively is consciousness, objectively it is the universe. The mind attains through the enemy of discrimination the quiescent state of Parabrahma. The real bliss is that one which arises when the mind divested of all desires through the eternal jhana destroys its subtle form. The sankalpas and vasanas, subtle desires which you generate, enmesh you as in a net. The self-light of Parabrahman alone is appearing as the mind of this universe. Persons without atmic inquiry will see as real this world which is nothing but of the nature of sankalpa. The expansion of this mind alone is sankalpa. Sankalpa, through the power of differentiation, generates this universe. The extinction of sankalpa alone is moksha. The enemy of Atma is this impure mind only, which is filled with excessive delusion and hosts of worldly thought. There is no other vessel on this earth to wade through the ocean of rebirth than the mastery of the antagonistic mind. The original sprout of the painful ahankar, egoism, with its tender stem of rebirths, at length ramifies itself everywhere with its long branches of mind and dying, and yields its unripe fruit of death, disease, old age, pains and sorrows. This tree can be destroyed to its root by the fire of jhana only. All the heterogeneous visibles perceived through the organ of sense are only unreal, but that which is real is Parabrahman or the Supreme Soul. If all objects which have an enchanting appearance become eyesores and present the very reverse of the former feelings, then the mind is destroyed. All your properties are useless. All wealth land you in dangers. Desirelessness will take you to the eternal blissful abode. Friends, destroyed vasanas and sankalpas. Kill egoism, annihilate the mind, equip yourself with the four means, meditate on the pure, immortal, all-pervading Self or Atma. Get knowledge of the Self and attain immortality, everlasting peace, eternal bliss, freedom and perfection. Oh.